Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Schools Superintendent Brett Abbott joining us now. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Absolutely. Well, one thing we've already talked to the board president, Bonnie Silba, about is about their board goals following their work session. The board did approve those goals formally. Kind of give us the background about what led to the finalized version of the board's goals, first of all.
We took some work that we had done in a closed session kind of at the beginning of October there to set some goals for myself. And then what we did is we took those and we kind of merged them with our old goals that we'd had for the 21-22 school year and really put those under four major priorities with academic excellence, recruiting and retaining quality staff, resource management, and community relations. And our whole goal with that was to get after what's our elevator speech. So if somebody was to come to say, hey, what's Green County Community Schools working on this year? Rather than us going through a laundry list of seven things, we have four very easy kind of rolls off the tongue goals. There's, you know, some more embedded strategies and priorities that are underneath of those, of course. However, these are the four big ones to really align and focus the work that we're doing within our schools on a daily basis.
So how do these board goals kind of mesh with your own superintendent goals? Because Bonnie was talking a little bit about that, but if you could expand on that since that's directly associated with you.
Sure. So a large majority of my work was around impacting the academic day-to-day things that are going on here, really working with our coaches and our administrators to continue to improve instruction to, you know, I don't want to say it's all about test scores, but to just improve the quality of instruction, to improve the quality of education that our students are receiving on a daily basis. And then, you know, more of my work was around communication or community relations. So it made sense to just kind of put all that together. And then, of course, keeping the great staff that we have when we do need to recruit additional great staff, that we have a kind of a process for that, and then balancing that in terms of how we're managing our resources with our financial responsibilities, our facilities, and everything else like that.
So one kind of aspect of that, and one thing we've talked to you specifically about, is rebranding, for lack of another phrase, on the Career Academy side. At the school board meeting, you did reveal that there's a brand new website out there. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So the work of our technology director, Brent Gersma, worked together with our director of the Career Academy, Teresa Green, as well as our software provider to launch that officially. And what that is that clarity piece that we're really looking for the Career Academy. So it's what is it and what do we do and what are our students actually doing out there to provide that first layer look of what's going on.
One other kind of cool aspect is going a little bit more down the technology route for your transportation system, i.e. your school buses, are possibly going to be looking to do a little bit of an upgrade there.
We already have Stop Finder Geo Alerts, but we added another section of that with Samsara GPS. And so what that does is it'll put a unit on each bus, so it'll give a live location of those buses. Information will be shared with parents through an app. That information only gets shared with specific users who are identified already in our student information system. Just allow them to feel a sense of comfort of knowing, you know, as long as their student get on the correct bus, that they'll be going where their bus is at, how long it's going to take them to get there, and when they can expect, you know, kind of a safe arrival. And it'll also double over for our student athletes or those that are traveling in activities. Again, only on buses, not on the suburbans, but those who are traveling on buses to, you know, so that parents can know where they are and kind of predict when they might be able to arrive home.
Now, it sounds like all upside to me, but why have this aspect added at this point in time? What brought this on?
Sure. And it was a safety aspect for us. It was another layer of communication just to ease parents' worries and to allow them to know that, you know, their kids are safe. We know where they're at. There's no need to panic if a bus might be a few minutes late, that they would be able to set up something called geofencing to know that once it comes into a certain location or it's so far away, you know, maybe it's a few stops away or 5 minutes away, they'll get an alert on their app. It's just so they can know that they can feel safe. They know their kids is, you know, went to school safely. They trust us to take care of them. And then we're going to get them home safely too.
Now, with this being a technology type of upgrade and whatnot, first question is will the app be free for people to download? And secondarily, when will this actually be implemented for people to start using?
Yeah, so the app will be completely free for everybody to be able to use. And we're looking to launch in the new year. It's just a quick little install on each of our buses. And we should be ready to go in January.
Lastly is the kind of the cost. I guess, and where you're getting that payment from.
Sure. Yep. So that'll be funded out of our PEPL account, and we will pay an initial $4,500 setup fee at the beginning of this, and then it's $500 per year, and that $500 covers all equipment. So all equipment will actually be leased to us, which I highly prefer. So if there's anything that goes wrong with it, we get a free replacement. If they happen to upgrade their devices, we don't pay any additional fee on top of that. We get the upgraded device, and of course we have to go through the install process again. You know, they offered, of course, to come out and install, but we have the capacity here to be able to install that to save us quite a few dollars there. So,
well, and another big ticket expense for any homeowner is always their roof. And, you know, we're not talking flat roofs like we're talking out here at the middle school. So kind of give us the background about this upcoming potential project.
Yep. So we are going to send some out for bids here to redo the roof section over top of the wrestling area and then the middle school gym. Those roofs are about 25 years old. They're definitely end of life. So we are going to get those replaced. So we worked with the Garland company there. They will, for lack of a better term, they were kind of our consultant there. And so they'll work with us and do all of our bidding and all that work there to replace that roof, get it where we need to be. And that'll instantly give us a 30-year warranty on the entire roof system on the middle school.
Because those two sections would be then incorporated under the umbrella of the Garland company.
Yes, that is exactly right. So the entire roof structure will all be done by this company, so we get that warranty to come along with it.
Kind of give us what the initial cost estimate that was presented at the school board meeting is, and is this going to be part of maybe your summer project list?
Yep. So at a max end, if we were to do both sections independently, it would be about $215,000. However, their recommendation was to do both sections at the same time, which could save us, you know, about $50,000 right up front, just in terms of, you know, not having to come back, the transportation costs, the delivery, and all that that goes in with that. So hopefully, we'd be more looking at about that $360,000 to $380,000 range once we get that discount from them. And then yes, definitely a summer project as a roof comes off and we have to put a new one down. So yep.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County Schools Superintendent is Brett Abbas joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.